Mr. Sistrunk. Chapel, September the 24th. Mr. Sistrunk.
My soul, O Christ, closer to thine. Breathe into every wish thy will divine. Raise my low self above, won by thy deathless love. Ever, O Christ, through mine let thy light shine.
And in my living, I have come upon several things that I think that we ought to re-examine many times in our lives. And the most important that I can think of that I would like to discuss with you this morning is Christian living, or you might say, doing right. Two verses of scriptures that come to my mind as I thought about this. The first one is found in Philippians 1:22. Let your conversation be as it becomes the gospel of Christ. The second is found in Ephesians 5:9. The fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness and righteousness and truth. The first verse, which I read, might be rendered, live lives worthy of the gospel, or practice living so as to show forth the truth of the gospel. The thought in this verse is that Christians should do things that are right. Whatever prevails, we who name the name of Christ are under obligations to do what is right. No matter what the difficulty might be, it does not give us an excuse to lower our standards, our practices. Satan is ever opposing God and righteousness. He has filled the world with varied and subtle kinds of evil. He makes the false resemble the truth so closely that without the Holy Spirit, we cannot discern the difference between them. He often makes the unreal appear to be real. He has made the human so attractive that we are led to think of it as divine. He has made the human so attractive that we are led to believe that it is divine. He has glorified natural truth and human virtues, causing them to be appealing to man. If we would do what is right, we must do so among men who ignore the world's greatest problem, the problem of sin. Satan has transformed himself into an angel of light, and he does his best to lead every child of God astray. We need a salvation, not only from past sin, but also from false attitude towards Christian conduct. Regardless of what men say, it simply is not true that conduct is of no importance, that because we are under grace, we should not give any heed to our way of living, that it does not matter what one does if he only has faith in Christ. We who are Christ cannot have a light attitude towards sin. All transgressions is sin. The Word of God definitely and positively stresses right conduct as much as faith. Jesus said that we should so live our lives that we might lead men to glorify our Father which is in heaven. Paul told Titus to affirm constantly that they which have believed in God might be careful to maintain good works. No Christian will find it easy to live in a world where evil is held so lightly. It is not easy to practice that which is right among those who ignore moral principles. It is not easy to live right when we are constantly exposed to wrong teachings. It is most difficult to see clearly the precepts of right while we live among people who lack moral discernment. There cannot be high standards nor the practice of moral conduct among people who profess to be children of God, but who do not do what they know is right. It is not easy for one to take the will of God as his guide to right living while he is in daily contact with men and women who, though they say they believe that the Word of God, yes, teach it, yet live according to their own ideas and do as self-will prompts. Whatever the difficulties the Christians meet, however, it is our responsibility to live to please God. Not man's standard, but God's standard. Whatever men think, say, or do, Christians are to maintain the kind of life worthy of a follower of Christ. No matter how Satan may tempt, no matter the system used by men, the Christian is under obligations to God to do right. God, who created and redeemed us at infinite cost, justly claims from us right conduct in every way, our actions, the words we speak, and our thoughts. We must look to him for guidance, not to the world. If we are, as we claim to be, more than Christians in name, we are joined to him in a spiritual relationship. We have God in our soul, and greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. God is a center for doing right, not nature or man or our own ideas. For everyone who belongs to God, there is a relationship between God and doing right that is inseparable. If we belong to God, then the Holy Spirit dwells in us. When he has his way, this indwelling spirit produces conduct that is right in the sight of God. But as long as we live, we shall have in us a corrupt nature that is always fighting against the Holy Spirit. It is useless for us to try to overcome this corrupt nature by our own power. Only under the influence or the guidance of the Holy Spirit in our new nature, created by Jesus Christ, are we able to do right. If the Holy Spirit is allowed to control, direct, and guide us, we shall be able to walk in the shadow of the Lord. God does not compel us to so walk, but we can in our self-will follow after the flesh. By our claim to be of Christ, we are under obligation to do right at all times. The deeds we do speak of him whose we are. When they are right, they exalt and glorify our Lord and commend him to others. On the other hand, when they are not right, they dishonor him and bring his cause to disrepute. Nothing can so quickly and surely hurt Christianity as Christians who do not practice honesty, truthfulness, fairness, charity, purity, self-control, and loyalty in their daily living. God needs our service, but what we are at heart is far more important than any service it is possible for us to render. Man looks on the outward. God looks on the heart. When the heart is right in God's sight, when we live in humble subjection to the Holy Spirit, never hindering Him, never grieving Him, we will do right. We cannot take our self-will for our authority. We cannot live lives according to our own ideas. We cannot do as we think people expect us to do. We must seek God's standard of doing right. It is dangerous to take the matter of conduct lightly. Upon us, as Christ's representative in this world, rests the heavy responsibility of living to show God to men. The only Bible many men and women see. Or those are the lives of those that are called themselves Christians. If what they read be not true, grievous is the effect in this life, and terrible is the outcome when the book shall be opened in the day of judgment. When the heart is right, what we do speaks for God, in spite of the mistakes and failures due to human failures and weakness. What we are at heart rings true and carries a true message to others. This morning, as we sing the next hymn, may it be an invitation and also a dedication of us as God's children here in the seminary to live, to truly to show to others the way of God in our lives.
Thank you.